Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 240 podcast episodes about our incredible city. This episode has Adam and me riffing on what we love most about this podcast, along with our fave spots in and around the city. Hidden gems? This episode has them. Body shots? Yep, we talk about it. Plus, our top five Milwaukee loves. Well, kind of have maybe five-ish. We were drunk. Anyway, jump into this one, then get out and experience Milwaukee for yourself. Experience Milwaukee has its home studio in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe. Our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. We are sponsored in part by Visit Milwaukee, and our official presenting partner is Growth Law. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode. To go
out at night. Is it okay that I fill you in on the alcoholic beverage I've chosen this evening?
Sure.
That I'm on my second one of?
Sure.
You saw the sip.
Yeah.
Now hear the description.
Oh, God.
I took 100% artisan frozen water. I neatly placed it in a rocks glass, or tumbler, some call them. I splashed a little lemon juice in there, and then devoured the entire glass with vodka. And I have now named it my laziest martini ever. But there's your description.
I poured a beer in a glass.
Oh, so we're drinking the same thing. All right, so we're going to do a one-on-one podcast for a little while. Steve
meaning,
and I have
meaning
the most
like for the next several weeks or months or years.
Or just
forever.
Like, this is an in addition to the lovely guests we have on, the crazy events we go to and cover,
yeah,
and anything else that we're doing.
Whatever
we're
going to
do
like
these as well, because we have like the weirdest conversations off the podcast, and
yeah,
we're like, why don't we just have them on the podcast? So okay, first weird question.
Yeah, lay it on me right now.
What was the luckiest you felt doing things for the podcast or on the podcast?
I think I feel pretty lucky when we get to go places and they shower us with food and drink.
Yes, I think so too. I think those are the times you sit back, you're like, how cool do you feel right now?
Because yeah,
I feel pretty cool. Absolutely.
Or they just treat us like VIPs, even though we're just two weirdos showing up.
It's so unheard of for us. Like, you and I, we love to make friends with bartenders, with the wait staff, whatever, because they're awesome. They're almost always awesome people.
Yeah.
And it's never a bad thing to be friends with the folks that handle your food and drinks.
Right on.
But I will say, I think the luckiest I felt was the first year and the first time meeting Lena and getting pulled into Summerfest Tech and then partnering with Summerfest and getting those media passes.
That's a good one.
Few times just walking in and like talking to everybody, signing in, going through the security that they have for media partners, and then walking in and it's that on top of the fact that when you're walking through Summerfest, people just straight up eye you up and down. When you've got that badge on, they look down, then look up,
and they stay looking down,
and they're like, trying to figure it out, like, oh, why
does this loser have a badge?
Why does this guy get a badge? What is that? Does he work here? It doesn't look like
I
he
saw
works
him
here.
Fall
he's
down
got Summerfest gear on. So it's always what a treat. What a treat all of that is. That whole, that entire experience.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, but I like...
We like that VIP treatment. It's so rare. It's so rare and it's so.
I also like just you know meeting people who you never thought you would meet before, and then they spend time, and then like suddenly like you're texting them all the time.
Yes, absolutely. I think about that for the bands that we get to interview, for some of those small business owners,
yeah.
and the owners know you, and they're like, oh hey. And you're right. Sometimes I think we take that for granted that we know those people, and then other people are like, how do you know that person? How do you know them?
How do you know them?
And we're like, oh, we did a podcast with them a couple of years ago and just kind of stayed in touch because you know, people are awesome.
I hate this. I think they make most mugs for left-handed people, left-handed drinkers.
What?
Okay,
so who makes a mug for lefties? What do you mean? All right, talk to me. Talk to me, Goose.
Yeah, let me tell you. I'm gonna drink. Right hand.
Right handed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
Works pretty well.
It looked awkward.
I think it worked pretty well.
Okay.
Let me drink.
I was messing with you.
It's gonna be hard because the mic's right here. But let me
give it a try.
Let me drink from the. Would you stop pressuring me?
Do you think maybe... Okay, go ahead and drink. And
I'm going to drink from the left-hand side now. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay, all right. I see your point. They should have put it on both sides.
Why not?
But they cheaped out and did one side.
Yeah.
And that's the life we're living. That is really weird, though.
Those lefties rule the world. That's
lefty,
why.
Lefty, outie, righty, innie.
Yeah, I don't know.
For the logo. Interesting. This is why you have product testers.
What's your second question?
Second question was how... Oh, wait. What's the craziest thing we've done on the podcast so far? On the podcast, for the podcast, etc.
I think the craziest thing we've done is that like 20 below photo shoot.
It's 100% what I thought too. That was dumb, and...
Even though we met, like, one of our best friends through it.
Yeah.
That was really dumb.
Meeting Eric for the for that photo shoot. The poor guy was dropped off at Bradford Beach, and
maybe
he was hiding
like
inside. There you go. Get that product placement in there.
It's going to spill everywhere.
Yeah, it is. I think... And that photo shoot day was wild, too, because first, we were dressing for... The stuff that we wanted to showcase.
Yeah, we had like sweatshirts on.
Photos, and not necessarily for the -2 degree weather. And I remember it -2 because we were in your van and I looked and I was like, that cannot be right. Is it -2 outside right now? And then on top of that, we were doing cold weather things with cold things in mind.
Like ice cream.
We did the beer at Lake Michigan at Bradford Beach on the lake in a couple of lawn chairs. Genius, hilarious. That was Kristen's idea, right? Genius
that
idea.
That was a genius idea.
We get out there, we clink the beers together really, really quick. They were unopened. Spoiler alert.
Really?
We weren't going to open those beers on the lake.
How we drank them.
Did that. Eric did a great job. He shot really quick, and you could see his hands were getting red, just frozen.
His fingertip fell off.
And then from there, we stopped at Purple Door Ice Cream and got some ice cream because, you know, it pairs really well with freezing cold weather.
Ice cream.
Ice cold.
That's how I had frostbite on my tongue.
Yeah, seriously. I know. I think we took a couple of bites while we were... None of those photos turned out, by the way. That was
I know, and then
we had a rough go of that one because there's ice cream everywhere.
But the whole reason we wanted to do this was to launch a new website, you know, in a week.
Yes,
and have
always.
Good and have new
it's
photos for it. Yeah,
we always have a week away from something,
and
we might be pressure prompted.
Yeah, and so we did it, and we get out of the car, and we walked 5 feet, and we're like. No, fuck this. I'm not walking all the way to where we're supposed to walk to.
Yep. Absolutely not. It was freezing cold. We're like, how about we just do it right here?
Let's go drive and pick Eric up.
Yeah.
and then he didn't even know us. We just stopped in the middle of the street on Lake.
He did.
Lake Drive, and he jumped out and got in the car.
Hey, get in our van.
Get in our van, dude. And he got in and he's like, oh, thank you guys. I was freezing out there. Yeah. He was hiding in a corner of a building.
He was.
Anyway.
But what's funny is one of our best photos isn't even that. So that was the one we did on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one we kind of were like, oh, we should do this, was at Summerfest. And luckily enough, we did an episode just talking about what was going on. And Eric was there
and
snapped a couple of good photos of us with the Milwaukee skyline in the background. Yeah. And we're like, well,
it's on our website now.
Damn, that's a great one.
Not that lake, frozen lake thing.
Not that frozen lake nonsense, yeah, which will be there this winter.
It was dumb.
Yep, that was crazy.
There's no...
All right, well, I can't argue with that. I think that is truly the craziest thing we've done on the podcast. Everything else has been fun, entertaining, exciting,
yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
It's just
super delicious.
Cool. So another thing we were going to do tonight was talk top five list.
Like five experiences.
Top five categories. Experiences in the city.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
If you disagree with us, you know what we say?
Good.
Yeah. Who cares?
You shouldn't agree with us.
Yeah. We don't
care. Have your own thoughts.
Have your own thoughts. Get the hell out.
Be original.
I think this series of you and me should just be like, how can we offend everybody?
We'll be fine. We'll be fine just doing normal content, I think.
Yeah, right.
How dare they have a different opinion than I?
Yeah. I thought they only loved Milwaukee. So we've been doing a lot of thinking lately.
Yes.
And one of the things we've been thinking about for a project, because we were asked to give the welcoming address to 300 Indiana University students,
mm-hmm.
who are in Milwaukee this week.
Yeah.
And we've been thinking about this for a while.
Yeah, like what would we talk to these students about? Do we be inspiring? Do we goof off for half an hour?
That's the one.
There it is.
Yeah. And you know, what would we do if we had a few days to not worry about anything but experience Milwaukee?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so our top five.
Top five experiences in Milwaukee.
And the qualifier should be that they have Saturday free.
Yes. Yeah, this group of kids coming
so
up.
So that's kind of where we...
They have their Saturday free, and we were trying to, like, hey, let us help you fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Let us help you fill in your free time with cool stuff to do around the city.
So?
All right, what's your fifth?
Fifth? From our presentation?
No, just your fifth.
I mean, I'm going to go with the one we have in the presentation, which I think fifth on my list would be get out to a Brewers game.
Yeah.
You know, check out American Family Field. There's a lot of great drink and food to be had.
Oh
a good
gosh,
time,
yeah.
A great
Barrel
places
Yard
to watch
there.
A game. Yeah.
Get a brat while you're there. They're always good.
Good
I don't
food.
Know how they do it, but it's amazing every time. Microbrews on the third level, right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure,
positive.
But I don't fact check.
You have a big long bar that it's amazing how fast they pour
tap
those things
after tap.
Because there is never a line when I go there.
Well, do you know how they do it, right?
Go
they
on.
Have the nitrous taps.
So they pour faster with less foam?
I'm lying. I don't know.
Dang, man. So here's what I was hoping was going to happen was next time I'm there,
I order a beer, and
if there's at all a line,
yeah.
I'll just yell across the entire bar, hit the NOS! Hit the NOS! And they'll be like nitrous, like from Fast and Furious.
You know what they
and
would
I'll
do?
And I'll just keep yelling it until somebody asks me to leave.
That guy needs to go.
the last thing this guy needs is a beer.
You know what you can get there? Not at the...
Bourbon slushes?
No, brandy.
Brandy slushes?
At the Barrel Yard.
Oh, yeah. And churro donuts,
churro
FYI.
Churro donuts, yeah. So there you go.
So good. Oh, God. They were so warm. Oh.
What would your five be?
All right. That's a good one. My five actually would be, I wanted to say Bucks game, even though we're out of season.
Yeah.
But I thought it's like really Deer District in general.
Yeah. So I like that.
Bucks Pro Shop. Maybe if you have some time to do a tour and then hit up Mecca or Drink Wisconsinably.
Yeah.
Mecca's got all the sports and a 100-inch screen TV behind the bar, which is insane.
It's like the one I have in my house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The one that
I think it's a 1,000-inch.
The whole entire side of your house.
Anyway.
And then, you know, have some drink and food there and just enjoy that large space.
Yeah. What are you doing?
It's on a glass coaster and it keeps sticking.
If I was, should we go to number four?
Yeah, what were you going to say?
Because I was, so you got me thinking a little bit.
Uh-huh.
If I really had a day, like if I was going to be in Milwaukee, I'd bounce around to different places that people told me. But if I really just had a day to chill and do something and like learn.
Yeah.
I think I would do a tour.
Like a city, Foods Milwaukee. Oh my God!
City tour.
City tour. MKE.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why that was so hard to spit out.
Well, I know. I know why.
It was probably the alcohol.
See, the drinks you're making.
Should I? Is that?
No, we're good.
Should we talk about that?
No. I think that's what I would do. I mean, I've done those before, and it's a super cool, intimate way to see the city, and you learn a bunch of stuff, and then on the right tour, you can have good food and drink as well, and. I mean, all my experiences revolve around food and drink, so.
And there's something to be said about the next few hours. I don't need to think. I just need to enjoy.
Yeah.
The tour's there.
Let someone else drive.
Information. You just sit back. Somebody else is driving.
Yeah.
You walk into the place. There's rarely a need for any decisions to be made, which is great.
Yeah, I agree.
Which I love.
Right,
so that was your number four, huh?
That's my number four. I gotta say, we should probably tell people we've been drinking for a while.
Oh God, yeah.
So it's a little hard to remember all the stuff.
It's gonna get a little hazy.
It's a little hazy IPA going on over here.
Uh huh. Mm.
What?
I would say my number four. Oh, that's so tough.
It is tough.
I want to say either.
Yeah. That's exciting. Oh.
I know. This is a really tough one.
You know where I could picture you going?
Where?
A brewery.
Hell.
A brewery. No, like one of your favorite breweries.
That's what I'm like. Well, does brewery go higher on my list, though, is what I'm thinking. I feel like number four should be. Something more active, like walking the beachfront.
Yeah.
I know. I do like that, though.
I know. It's cool, but
sometimes that dead fish smell that you get.
Sometimes.
Everything else. And plus, I haven't
smelled that for a long time.
Collectivo.
Yeah.
On the waterfront as well.
Yeah.
So you have the river walk in Milwaukee.
And you have the lakefront
walk. Which is cool, and there's lots of restaurants right on the river.
Yeah.
You can walk
right by people while they're eating. Talk to him.
Yeah, exactly. There is some weird walkthroughs where you're like, oh, I'm literally right next to you and your food. Hi.
Just touch.
Or people running by, you're like, did you get sweat on in my margarita?
Yeah.
Because that's not cool.
You can sneeze when you walk by.
But yeah. But so the riverfront's really cool. I'm just going to say like waterfront walks isn't my number four. And then you can walk the beach too. And you can go hang out on the beach for a little bit, but you can keep walking, go up the hill. You can walk Lake Drive for a pretty long time, which is cool. All right, so that's my number. I'm going number four to that.
So number whatever.
Three.
16.
Three.
I think these are all bunched up. Like my three.
Your underwear?
Three through one. Nope. Boxers? Nope. Briefs? Nope.
Gotta have them on to get them bunched up.
Yeah. Do you dare? What do you mean? Number three would have to be. I'd want to be if I got this far on the list, if I was okay. here in any city, really. I'd want to know the hidden gems. But they come with a risk. They come with a risk. The risk is you really have to figure out kind of the local code.
Yeah.
To experience these places. Because you walk in with the wrong team on your shirt or city on your shirt, people will just know you're not from here.
Are you specifically talking about an area south of us?
I'm just saying.
You walk into
no one's going to beat jersey. You up or fight you.
No, not
but they're
at
just going to know, you know? Like
no,
you gotta...
they're going to know. And frankly, for the most part in the area, I have heard and seen personally people get excited that somebody from
when visitors
out of town
come in. I know.
Knows
I
this know. Place and comes in because then the next question out of their mouth is, oh my God, how'd you hear about us?
Yeah.
How'd you know to come here?
Yep.
And it's always somebody like, oh, yeah, my buddy lives a couple blocks away. And
no.
He was like, you got to come here. It's so good.
No, it's always they heard it on our podcast. It's never that.
I think I would have shamelessly plugged our podcast at that point. But guess what?
Nope.
I didn't think of it.
So this takes us into a whole different kind of sidetrack.
Oh, does it?
Top hidden gems.
Oh, God, I know. That's a hard one.
Not for me.
That's a really hard one to do because...
what if you had to pick one hidden gem you think is your favorite, what would it be?
The easiest hidden gem, I think, is Vanguard. I think that's the easiest hidden gem you can possibly pick up.
Okay.
It's got amazing sausages. It's just weird enough to be endearing.
Yeah.
And you do have lovely wait staff who works very hard.
Yeah,
because they are churning people in and out of there. Plus, it's like a little hole in the wall place. It's not big.
And it has
like maybe like 30, 40 people in there.
Yeah. And it has kind of a like this edgy personality.
Yes, absolutely.
Not a like dickhead personality. Just
no, but
kind
it's
a little edgy.
Like
a little
it's
edgy.
Endearing. It's like when you walk in there like, oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So what do you want?
Don't care.
So what do you want?
You guys don't care what other people think.
Nope.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Which is why I would pick. I have two of my top ones.
Oh, you get two, and I only get one. No, it's fine. That's fine. Whatever. It just won't be even.
Because I say that because, one I haven't been to.
Oh. Okay.
And there's a new spot.
Do that one last.
All right.
What's the one? What's the first one?
Tin Widow.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. What did we get at Tin Widow when we went there? Was it Old Fashions?
I don't remember.
Got a little hazy.
I usually get whatever
the Manhattan
they have.
It was with Lena after our first
after
podcast
the Summerfest.
For Summerfest Tech.
Yeah.
She's like, you guys want to get a drink after this?
I think
like,
we did.
Yeah?
I think we did. It was a night when like everything was closed.
Yes.
And that was the last
Tin Widow was open and just like the ambiance in that place is unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever we got was so good that even though I wasn't ready for another drink, I was like, I'm halfway through this and I already want another one.
Yeah. The other one, I mean, so I have three actually for my top one.
Get after it.
Because I think one that's really friendly and like you could be anyone and walk into this place and everyone will welcome you.
Mm-hmm.
New Barons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm not just saying it because we have a,
they truly treat
a beer on tap.
Everyone like a local.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Or a regular. Right?
Yeah.
I think regular is probably the
all
better
of it.
Term. You just do. You're just like immediate friends when you show up.
But the one that I don't know yet, La Pina.
La Pina.
It's
I've
new,
never even heard of it.
It's a new tequila place.
Oh, wait. Yes, I have. Okay.
I am just dying to get there to check it out.
What's the first tequila you're going to request when you go there?
I don't know. Whatever.
You ever heard of this one called Jose
Cuervo?
Cuervo? Am I saying that right? Yeah, but they have a gold.
If they want to punch you.
and a silver. And I think I'm going to have them do half and half. And I'll just do a shot of that.
It'll be a Glover.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about
no
that.
No way, you got the Cuervo here? Is that silver?
Is that a worm? Let's do it. Body shots.
Body shot.
Body shot. Oh, no, body shots.
It like most of our conversations, that took a real quick turn into Weirdsville.
Imagine people if we were like, let's do some body shots. All right.
We're a podcast. We podcast.
Who's doing?
Bring the mics.
Who's body?
Bring the
mic. Mine. The shot doesn't
stay.
Does
anybody have some hand sanitizer or something? I ain't exactly clean.
Who brought their shaver? Let's make a path to the shot.
Let's make a path. There's a thick, lush forest here.
On your way to the shot. You've never won Jose Cuervo so bad.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that was your... unlisted list of favorite hidden gems.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. That's the one.
Those are the ones.
Those are the ones. One. Steve had 14. 14. I was only given a single a single place to offer up.
So, all right, let's say you have to, do you have it? You mentioned some hidden gems.
Mm-hmm.
A gem, hidden gem.
A gem, if you will. Now, I think number three would have been my, that would have been hidden gems.
Yeah. What about, what if you can only pick one? You have to send someone to one place.
One place.
They have 1 hour. Maybe they
for
have a
food?
Little bit longer. What
for food or?
Our faves.
Just whatever it is.
You know, no matter what, they're going to enjoy it. So it's so consistently enjoyable.
Yeah, it's so consistently enjoyable that
and maybe it could be places that already mentioned, but you have to pick a new one.
Did I already mention Vagabond?
No.
Oh no, I mentioned Vanguard.
Yes.
So Vagabond has an Argentinian taco.
Yes.
And or burrito bowls, burritos, a bunch of other different styles of street taco that I just absolutely love. And every time I go there, I am satisfied.
Satisfied.
Okay, what is there, an echo? Is there a D-bag echo happening? Uh-oh, we're in a D-bag.
It just reminds me of Valentine's Day. Oh, you just couldn't let me do it. You couldn't let me have it.
I did. I paused for an absolute millisecond in that.
Girl.
So... I would say that would be like I'm sending him to one spot, and I go, just if you're down with the street tacos, that's the spot. Go there. It's cool. The interior is really interesting. They have speakers all over the wall, and the bars are set in sliced hot dog style.
Silver truck things?
Yeah.
Silver trailer. Airstreams?
Airstream. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, yeah, cut in half Airstreams, which is just badass. They have a graffiti room. They do have an outdoor patio as well. Yeah. It's just, I always enjoy myself when I go there.
Right on.
Every single time.
Look at this.
Boom, cheers. Yeah. Oh, good
nothing,
God.
Nothing left.
Got through that.
Well, it's an 8-ounce mug.
Yeah, it is. Sure is. All right, that was our number two. That was my number two. I think you need to also have a number two.
I'll be right back.
Have you had a number two yet today?
Three of them.
Dear God.
My number two, which is like our faves, right? Like, I would say transfer. It's where I'm there 3 to 5.
The pizza's amazing. The salami bruschetta.
Yeah, I'm there 8 times a week.
That's so you leave and come back one of those days?
I don't need to tell you.
You don't tell me.
Who are you? Who are you?
Who do you think you are?
Yeah. Transfer?
All right.
No, I'm there quite often every week.
Yeah.
For work and stuff.
Yes. I love it. I love that place as well.
You know
what? I was just about to jump immediately to number one.
How do you?
And I was going to tell you what your number one needs to be.
What? I don't even know how you pick a number one after all this.
After, well, number one for me is a brewery tour. Like, just do one.
Yeah.
Lakefront.
Or any tap room.
Or tap room. Yeah, yeah. I guess that not, maybe just brewery in general would be my number one. Go to a number of breweries, try out their beer, do flights, do the whole thing, whatever you want to do, take in the ambiance. But then also, if you can, do a lakefront brewery tour because they're awesome. Yeah. And they hire people that are theater majors, theater actors, regular actors, film and TV actors. They hire all those folks to do the tours because they know it's a production.
Yeah.
That's absolutely awesome.
I mean, sometimes it's just a loser owner of the brewery, so.
Wow. Shots fired.
But seriously.
And coincidentally, if you're at Lakefront,
yeah,
they do have some of the best cheese curds in the city, if not the best cheese curds,
agreed.
Honestly.
Agreed. The city agrees because they had to put a food truck outside to serve just cheese curds.
Yep.
Because people can't wait long
enough. Genius, by the way.
Even drinking their delicious
beer. Are you waiting for a Friday fish fry? You want to get some cheese curds at this little stand?
They're right outside.
While you wait? Totally. Yeah. Yes, I do.
So, Lakefront's one. I love, I said New Barons. I also love Broken Bat's cool.
Broken Bat's awesome. Wiffle Ball. You can watch some Wiffle Ball while you're there.
Like, yeah.
Literally in the brewery, they have a Wiffle Ball court.
Indeed.
Indeed is awesome. Indeed's one of those, I always think of Sweet D from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. When you look at Indeed in the front, it looks like this really narrow pathway.
Tiny.
And a bunch of big brewing barrels. Well, then you walk and you're like, that thing's really got an ass on it because it opens. And, like, you walk down this narrow hall and then all of a sudden you're like, boom, huge tap.
Opens up, yeah.
And you could fit like 60 to 80 people, I'm sure, in there, no problem.
Third Space.
Third Space is always awesome.
Mobcraft.
My favorite part about Third Space is that there's always enough parking.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, not all the time. Mobcraft.
But even like if you go on the street, you know what I mean? Like even if you don't make it into the parking lot, there's always enough street parking.
Hmm.
I've never been there, even for events and stuff where I have not gotten a parking spot.
Hmm.
So anyway, I guess I'm just better than you.
Obviously. Who else are we forgetting? I've never been to Eagle Park, but their beer is like top notch.
Oh my god, yeah. Eagle Park is so good. Yeah. So I visited Eagle Park when they were in the startup warehouse.
Yeah.
Where they have, what is it, three or four? I think it's four levels.
Yeah.
Giant warehousey rooms.
Lincoln Ave.
And they rented it out to Eagle Park on the third floor. The beer was so good. And I was like, how are they up here? How are they way up here in this weird spot? Like, I can see this is kind of cool, but at night, this place is terrifying. So I was like, maybe not. And then they took over for, I think, Like Minds or the old Hamilton
Hotel.
They took over that space. And then they opened up a distillery in Muskego.
I think so.
I can't remember. It's somewhere in that region. So I visited both spots.
Yeah.
The beer is always amazing. Same for all the places that we've discussed.
Yeah.
There's a reason these breweries have stuck around. They make damn good beer.
Right. Even when you steal it like you do.
Even when... I'm hiding this in my belly. Here's $7.
Don't look down.
Quick, look away.
All your beer went away.
Shut the cameras off. I need to drink this.
Is this an Airbnb?
So, yeah.
That's it.
I think the only thing that we were missing was like Summerfest.
Yeah.
But we
talked about it.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like hours ago, for being honest.
I know. I'm talking to you. Where am I? Always does.
Every
time. Terrific.
Every time we meet. All right. So people out there, if you're listening, what did we get wrong? What did we get right?
What
are your
miss?
Personal preferences? What's your hidden gem? That's what I want to know.
P.S.
Know your hidden gem is.
P.S.
What's the spot?
Who cares?
P.S. Signed, Adam D.
P.S.
I don't care.
Get your own podcast.
Yours truly, waiting for
we don't
your
give
answer.
A shit.
Yeah. Yours truly, I don't care. No,
all right.
Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah, we do. I know. I'm just kidding.
So boring. Why are you purple now?
Oh, I hang on.
Gotta close my incognito browser.
I was seeing a lot of porn going earlier.
What a weird way to phrase it. Like you didn't put it on, like it was just on.
When I got here,
I accidentally turned on the Playboy channel.
I go outside.
If that exists still.
Who was in this room last?
And you're holding the remote.
Yeah, a newspaper.
Got chip crumbs all over your shirt.
No. No shirt.
I wasn't just sitting down in there.
No shirt, just boxers. Oh, cool. Who was in here? With a newspaper or like coupons. Sunday coupons.
Sunday coops.
Yeah, coops.
All right. Well, I finished my beverage.
Me too.
So that means it's time to get the hell out of here.
Yeah. I drank from my left-handed mug.
Yep. And if there's any branding people out there or antique enthusiasts,
yeah,
let us know if that's like a rare defect in a 1973
you know what?
Green Bay Packer
no.
20
you know
ounce
what?
Mug.
I'm going to say this. My Milwaukee Home coffee mug is the same way. Because when I'm on Zooms and I'm drinking, they're like, oh, nice plain mug you have. And I have to drink, then I sometimes drink.
Interesting. Then you have to like, I'm going to go with this hand.
Don't you like this? I'm cool, see?
Do you do it subtly but long enough for them to see?
I make it bump something.
Oh, nice.
Like
really really
I was like,
really
oh.
good.
Sorry about
oh,
that.
Oh, sorry. Cheers, guys. Cheers.
I didn't know.
Didn't see you there.
I lost track of the camera. Didn't see you there.
Right, yeah.
Can we go now?
I think I'm good.
All right. Well,
I'm
know.
Shot.
You know.
Oh, we're yes. Yes. And now Milwaukee's own.
This is the first time anyone is going to see you do this.
Yeah, yeah, and you totally fucking interrupted me per the usual.
Yeah, sorry about that. Go for it. Do it again. Come on.
I was like halfway through it, you're like, "You know what?"
On point.
I don't know if you know this,
hey,
but this is the first
let me
time
tell you
people
something.
Don't see that mug.
Hey, you know what's going on right now?
that was the podcast equivalent of you running on the field naked.
Fine, do it. Go.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
And now, Milwaukee's own.
Newski.
It sounded so much like you were trying to hold it in. It just like burst out of your mouth.
I'm watching you and I can't time it right.
But it was like Newski.
Like. All right, we got to go.
God.
My chair is creaking.
We out.
That's my chair, everybody.
I could get psyched.